From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 2nd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Durham has reached a 15-year franchise pact with Mid-Hudson Cable. Under the contract, Mid-Hudson has agreed to pay a franchise fee to compensate for rights and privileges and will pay 3% of the gross monthly revenue derived from providing cable services to customers. Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said Mid-Hudson customers in Durham will see a 3% increase or about $6 in their monthly bill. Durham resident Joan Schneidelheim said at a recent town board meeting, Mid-Hudson's rate of $83.90 a month for internet service is about $9 higher a month than other providers. She said, and I quote, "I urge the board to look at this document item by item against the contract and reconsider before we just sign off on it," end quote. She asked, and I quote, "Is it going to kill us to wait and go through these fine points?" end quote. Rosemary O'Brien, also of Durham, was not present for the meeting, but has concerns about the agreement. "This is the town's second time reviewing this contract with Mid-Hudson," she said. O'Brien said, and I quote, "I feel like, in signing this, they, the town, handed them, Mid-Hudson, a gift," end quote. "Basically, they're not requiring them to put any capital into this," end quote. Town attorney Tal Rapalea reviewed the draft agreement for close to 2 months, Marriott said. He said, and I quote, "I don't feel like we rushed into it," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro officially announces his campaign to win the Republican nominee for governor April 2nd. Molinaro, 42, has been Dutchess County Executive since 2012 and previously served 5 years in the State Assembly and was the mayor of Tivoli. He said in January he would not run for governor but changed his mind. In his Facebook post, he said, and I quote, "Tomorrow, because I believe in New Yorkers, I kick off my campaign for governor. By setting aside our differences and coming together, we can make an immeasurable difference in the life of our state and the lives of those who call New York home," end quote. The post also included a YouTube clip from the final scene of the West Wing television show with the Democrat president of the United States on his final day thinking about tomorrow. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hillsdale Animal Control Officer Wes Powell warned residents March 29th to stop using bird feeders after black bears were recently spotted in the area. Powell said there have been at least 2 sightings of black bears reported during the past 2 weeks. Powell said, and I quote, "A young black bear has been hanging around Route 23 near Harrington's in the town hall. There was one in Lower Ancrem on Route 3 a couple of times. With the warm weather, they are all coming out early. The problem right now is many bird feeders are out, and that is what is drawing them," end quote. Early spring means bears are very hungry, Powell said, and I quote, "They are coming out of hibernation, and they burned up all that fat," end quote. But, he said, there is no reason for residents to be alarmed. In Columbia County, the public can get advice dealing with bears by contacting the DEC's Regional Wildlife Office at 518-397-2158. Information on how the public can avoid confrontation with bears can be found on the State Department of Environmental Conservation's website at www.dec.ny.gov/press. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York lawmakers finalized the state's $168 billion 2018-19 spending plan early March 30th, less than 24 hours before the April 1st deadline. The final legislation included measures to protect New Yorkers from federal tax changes, sexual harassment legislation, $26.7 billion in education aid, and $12 million for the city of Albany to close its 2018-19 budget gap. One of the bill's provisions is the creation of an opioid stewardship fund. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said the $100 million reserve will be used to pay for prevention treatment and recovery services for people dealing with substance abuse disorders. Some of the more controversial policy items from Cuomo's agenda were removed from the budget, including the Child Victims Act, which would extend the statute of limitations for victims of childhood sex abuse to file complaints, the DREAM Act, which would allow undocumented immigrants to qualify for college assistance programs and early voting, and the gun control measures put forward by the governor and the Democrats, like banning bump stocks, did not make it into the budget bills. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, is not concerned about Cambridge Analytica using Facebook information for data-driven political advertising and marketing. Fassel said, and I quote, "Obviously, if someone were illegally using information, it's clearly wrong and should be dealt with. But I think what is really necessary is for us to recognize the use of what many customers think is private information is actually broadly being used by commercial advertisers and other interests to influence purchasing decisions and influence political decisions," end quote. Open Secrets reports that a co-owner of Cambridge Analytica, Robert Mercer, used $915,268 in contributions to defeat Faso primary challenger Andrew Haney in 2016. This year, Mercer and his wife Diana have given $10,800 in direct contributions to Faso's campaign for this year's re-election. Former UN Ambassador John Bolton has given $10,000 to Faso's 2018 campaign, and Bolton also hired Cambridge Analytica in 2014 to conduct, and I quote, psychographic, end quote, profiling for conservative candidates who ultimately won based on alleged data obtained through Facebook profiles. Fassel does not believe the Cambridge Analytica controversy will influence his re-election campaign this year. He said, and I quote, "No, I have many, many campaign contributors," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow possibly mixing with rain after 10 a.m., then gradually ending. It will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high near 46 degrees. For Monday night, increasing clouds with a low of 31. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. For Tuesday night, rain likely mainly before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 41. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:22 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the second day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.